And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Shandon, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for today. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty is going to be joining us. We are going to be talking all kinds of fishing. This is my favorite time of year because it's so fun on Let's Talk Hookup, getting to talk to a guy like Taro, who we don't really get to talk to during the year. The guy's busy driving the boat every day, so this is the time of year where we get a chance to talk to the captains, talk fishing, and talk to you. You're in store for a great one. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. This sell-a-thon, for 4 days only, get the best offers of the season on an incredible selection of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, get an extra $1,000 on your trade-in. It's your chance to save. Whether it's America's best-selling F-Series trucks, the capable Bronco family of SUVs, or the all-electric favorites like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you this season during the Black Friday Sell-A-Thon. Residency restrictions and exclusions apply. These Black Friday Sell-A-Thon savings are only here until December 1st. So rush into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in studio. Nice weather, nice people.
Yeah, just Corey, stoked to have you and Taro in here this morning. Pete is still back east for his annual Thanksgiving hang with the fam, and he'll hopefully be traveling back today. Corey, you were saying there's some pretty serious weather hitting the Midwest, so Pete, our fingers are crossed you make it back this side, but stoked to have you in the studio hanging, and man, how stoked are we both to get to hang out with Taro for a couple hours?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like old times.
Right?
Yeah, buddy. And again, like, I'm not kidding when I said it. This is my favorite time of the year. A guy like Taro is busy, you know, 300 days out of the year, so it's not easy to peel him away from the wheelhouse. But this is the time of the year when, you know, the fishing season has sadly, on the local side, started to wane a little bit. Certainly not over, but slow enough that we could get Taro off the boat. And you know, it's pre-boat work time, and man, we're just pumped to have you, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're really glad to be here, and it's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, I get to hang out now.
Exactly.
Get off the water and hang out and see some faces I haven't seen all season.
My year of getting to see Taro is like breezing through the tackle shop on a rare day off when he's like catching up with like boat work and paperwork and running something to Ryan or whoever else happens to be running the boat that day, or a quick in between trip. So this is going to be fun. And man, what a great year you guys had on that boat. This was just it was a really fun one to watch.
It was one of those years where we had a little bit of everything. You know, every month was different. every trip was different, really. Like, there was just a sprinkling of all kinds of things going on as far as the islands and the offshore fishing. And there was a little bit of consistency throughout the year, but a lot of it was just on kind of on the fly, just going fishing and catching what you catch. And getting through the year was huge, and just catching stuff, you know, it was fun. Just going out and having fun, really.
Pretty cool that you guys are in such a great position with that boat. I'm such a huge fan of the Liberty and all of the work that you guys have put into it. And that boat just is set up so perfectly to take advantage of whatever is happening.
Exactly.
You could fish Point Loma kelp beds, kelp bass, Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
Offshore, local on a full day, a 3 day, and everything in between. Like, it's just the boat is set up for, so whatever the ocean gives you guys, like, that boat is right to take full advantage.
We're versatile. Yeah. So versatile. I mean, I was thinking about it and looking at the dates. It's like, we're coming up on 10 years.
Come on.
Is that really?
Being here in San Diego, yeah.
With the Liberty.
June of 2026 would be 10 years.
I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't know it was that long.
It went by
crazy.
So fast.
What happened to us?
It went by so fast. And then the last 10 years, we've done everything. Yeah. You know, the islands have been good every so often. The first handful of years was crazy local fishing. Now we're doing bluefin fishing and offshore and kind of leaning more towards the getting charters. And I mean, we've done everything in the last 10 years. It's crazy.
It's really been the whole like episode of this whole bluefin cycle.
Oh yeah.
You've had the boat.
We've had the boat. Luckily.
Incredible.
It's been really cool. The charter thing is something that just is such a testament to the boat and to you and your crew and Gina and everybody that's involved. Like, The Liberty is a full-day boat at a Fisherman's Landing, and everybody knew that. And boy, there are stretches where, and I know it because we schedule personnel at the tackle store to make sure that they're open, you know, when Taro's taking the boat out. And, like, there are long stretches sometimes when it's not the full-day boat because they do such a good job with that boat. It gets chartered all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time.
I would say this past year was our biggest charter year. 75% charters for throughout the whole year. And a lot of them are returning groups, you know, groups that we do 2, 3, 4 times a year. And it's just the boat that they love and the boat that they choose. And they've gotten to the point where, like, let's just charter the boat. Well, I mean, why try fighting the open party and trying to get on a trip? We're just charter the whole darn thing.
Yeah. You guys have such a unique advantage in that is that, you know, a guy can hop on the boat for an open party full day trip, fall in love with the service that you guys provide, the elevated food that's available on a full-day trip, the bunks, the bathrooms, the showers, everything like that. And so what was just a full-day trip was like, man, I'd really like to do this. And that's the thing about the Liberty is you're a 3-day boat that runs full-day trips. You know what I mean? So if a guy likes that full-day Coronado Lions charter but decides I'd really like to do a day-and-a-half boat, well, book it, no problem.
And
that's what you do, and that's what
it
does.
A lot of our groups have done that, you know, like the first 4 or 5 years, we dabble into day and a halfs in the springtime, in the winter, do some at the end of the year, and then have our full days in the summer because that was why the boat was brought down here.
Sure.
But then in the beginning and the end of the seasons, we would do the longer trips because we could, and that's where some of the best fishing was. And these guys would come out on an open party like a Let's Talk Hookup trip. They'd come out, man, this is great. We're going to come charter the boat. And then, you know, we've had these groups now since for 7, 8, 9 years now.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it's kind of turned into. So the guys that are just like, man, I can't get on the boat. Just charter the boat.
Yeah, totally. It's easy.
Simple enough.
And you guys, it still trips me out a little bit because you put together such a professional program. Chartering the boat is extremely affordable. You know, you get your group of guys together. It's no more money than buying an open ticket price. You put that group together and away you go. And or if you love the idea of having lesser people, well then everybody, you know, you elevate the ticket price by a few bucks and now you have this small group and it's awesome. The boat is doing such a good job and you know, it's I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that 10 years has gone by that fast, because it's, you know, when you're doing it right, they just start to tick off. And
yeah.
And we've watched that happen with the Liberty.
What is that perfect number? I mean, for a charter group, like, where it's a step above, like, a ticket price, but
I would say if you're doing a full day or an overnight, an overnight, it changes, because we only have a limited amount of bunks. We have 36 bunks. But you do a full day trip, you get in the mid to high 30s, and that's great, and that's fine.
That's what's so cool about the Liberty. It's big.
Yeah, it's big. It's
big.
It's 85 feet long, so we can accommodate 30 to 40 people on a comfortable fishing basis, and that's what our crew is used to doing. That's what we did for the first
bread and butter
5-6 years was 50, 60 people. And we loved it. It was great. Like, I kind of miss it, you kind of get into the day and a half to the 2.5 day stuff. And we kind of say anything from 20 to 25 guys.
Okay.
Because one, you think about all the stuff everybody's bringing. You think about the type of fishing we're going to be doing. A lot of that type of fishing we're doing nighttime fishing. And there's something to be said where less is more. You get a little bit more rail space. If we're nighttime fishing and it's crazy, you don't have to worry about, a giant load of people.
Right.
And you see all the tangles and stuff on Instagram and all of that. And it's just like, oh, man. Like, yes, we get that and we love that, but they're not so catastrophic to, like, where it's like, oh, man, this is really, really bad.
Yeah, if you're drifting, you can put everybody on one side of the boat
and
still stretch out. You got 85 feet.
You had 85 feet to, like, figure it out and mix it up. And I kind of say 22 to 28, is perfect for us.
And if you're jig slingers and
jig slingers and you got plenty of space.
Exactly. Or maybe you're that group, that construction group that you want to take all your buddies and have 28 guys.
Oh, yeah. We have those guys. We have those groups where we got 33 guys.
But they want it to be that environment.
And it's all buds and it's all friends and they all come out and have fun. And, fishing comes second because they're coming out to have fun and get away from everything.
And there might only be half of them at the rail at the time,
15
or 18 at a time at the rail.
Yeah, it is their day off and their vacation day.
How cool, man.
I love it. It's awesome, too, that the fishing that has happened has just been so perfect for what you and the boys like to do. It's been great yellowtail fishing. It's been great offshore fishing. And you said it best this season. Like, this season threw a little bit of everything. It threw some great fishing early at the Coronado Islands, and then it didn't give us the same amazing season that we had the year previous, but offshore sure picked right back
up, and
it seemed like your guys' timing was just always so good. Like, when the fish maybe weren't in the best range a full day, well, that's when you had a stretch of day and a half charters, and I mean, just trip after trip after trip, you guys just really had good ones this year.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. Very fortunate.
No doubt about it. Well, for those that haven't been on the boat, that haven't been yet, give us a little rundown of what the Liberty's like and just all of the things that you have changed in 10 years of when that boat first came down here to what it is now. I know that's not fair to ask you in this short time. and I will say again, thanks to all the techs on the boys, we are having a little issue with the live camera this morning. Obviously, audio is working just fine. That's how you're hearing us this morning. But camera is giving us some gremlins, so we'll continue to bump out the show. But there's a lot of guys that clearly have my back when they know that the boss is out of town and the IT guy becomes Rick, that a lot of people give me a heads up on no video. So well aware, trying to get it knocked out. Hopefully we'll get it figured out, but all good on this end.
I can tell you, Rick spent the entire morning trying to get it going.
Tarl's one of my best buds. Like, I was excited to PS this morning about bass fishing and how Zone and Bodie do. Like, I wanted to catch up the whole time we're trying to get this stupid camera.
I haven't did my hair.
Yeah, exactly. I took a shower this morning.
Yeah, I showered.
If I would have known that we were back to the audio days, I could have come strolling in a pair of sweatpants, looking like a scrub, like the good old days.
So funny.
Anyways, we're gonna get that worked out.
Definitely.
But 10 years, man. Yeah. What a difference from when you brought her down to what she's like now. Man. Give us a little rundown of all the amazing work.
And I think about it, because in 10 years, the entire fabric of full day fishing has been changed.
Oh, true that.
It's
yeah,
changed.
Totally.
It's changed 100%.
Like it used to be let's say it used to be a 3-quarter day.
Yeah.
We'd spend the time on the coast or at the islands. And then it's like, well, hey, we're truly spending, because I worked in a ticket office at Seaforth, right?
I remember. So I was 17 years old.
Right? Endeavor, and there we go, right?
Yeah.
Mission Bell.
Yeah.
But so it's so hard to explain to a tourist or somebody, well, we're spending a full day on the water, right?
Yeah.
And it's sun up to sun down. So it truly is a full day. It's
it
not
is a
three
full
quarter
day. You're leaving when it's dark, and most of the time you come back when it's dark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that fabric, though, has changed in 10 years, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, when we first started, we ripped the boat apart.
Yeah.
Like, literally ripped everything apart. It was like, you know what? We're just going to redo this whole
She was
whole,
great bones.
It was great bones, and it just needed... It just needed a facelift.
Yeah.
Just needed a facelift, and the first load was 8 dock carts to the dump.
Like,
take everything off and just start it.
Yeah.
Wipe the icing right off the cake and start all over again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we built everything from a giant spacious galley. We refabricated the sides of the boat to where the space from the rail to the house is wider.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, so there's a lot of little, small little nuances that, like, people wouldn't notice. But if you looked at the sister ships, Grande and the Freedom, you will see different things.
That's got to make you almost the most proud. Like, something that is very comfortable that nobody notices.
Yeah.
That's like a testament to what a good job you guys did.
And some of our regulars would.
Yeah.
You know, there were a few things we changed in year 6 or 7. And then, you know, like, one of our regulars, Justin, likes to sit on the engine hatch. And when you sit on the engine hatch, the 2 tackle racks are on your sides.
Okay.
So he didn't notice, but when he sat down, he puts his elbows on top of the tackle racks, but he couldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
He's like, what changed? Something changed. So we widened the first step. There's like a little hatch for like the engine room. So we widened that out. So we moved the tackle racks just a little bit out, about 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
And that was just enough to where I was like, what did you guys change?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Like, this is my throne.
Yeah,
this
is like my seat. Like, you know, I can't put my elbows here anymore. And, you know, when we did the deck and we did the bait, you know, we did the bait tank. We put on a new bait tank a couple, 3 years back. And we did the whole tree with lights. And people were like, wow, it's really bright back here now. You know, we did things like that. And
nighttime fishing that had to be
nighttime
such
fishing
a world
was
of difference.
Huge, yeah. And, you know, we were just starting to book more chartered, more 2 to 2.5 day stuff. And, you know, we needed more bait. We needed a bigger tank. And it's like, well, let's just redo the whole thing. And then we did the deck because that needed to be done. So 90% of the boat has been touched and redone, and we're still definitely looking to do more for comfort, and obviously for the wheelhouse comfort is still on the list. But
one of my favorite things about Taro is his wheelhouse. The boat does not have a giant wheelhouse. It just doesn't. You know, and that's his office. The guy,
this
his
room
boat,
is bigger.
His boat, his money, his everything. And I remember so much, like, when Sarah was cooking, that, like, there was a year that, like, okay, it's time for my wheelhouse. Like, nope. Gonna give my chef a proper kitchen. Gonna give my passengers a proper bathroom. Like, so many things. Like, that's your office and where you work and where you spend all of your time and, you know, all of your hard-earned money. You should. But, like, nope. Everybody. Taro put everybody else first. Put the chef before him. Put the crew before him. All of those things. Like, and there's not a ton of room up there.
Comment, is that on the docket or is that?
It's definitely on.
It'll be forever on the list.
Yeah. It is forever on the list until it's not.
Yeah.
So with all this being done in 10 years and talking about the boat and the sister ships, where did the boat originally come from?
It was up at Berth 55 in Long Beach.
Yeah.
And, Frank and the landing and Dean Adams, they went up there and saw it, and it was, I think it went through a broker. I forget who it was, but it was up there.
Did it live up there for
It was
decades.
Up there for a while, yeah. And I believe it was also even in Ventura as a dive boat.
Oh, okay.
So it started up there. It was built in Costa Mesa in 1961, and it bounced around there and lived up there. And then it did a lot of, like, just L.A. to Catalina and the coast, and very, very easy life on that mm-hmm. boat. You know, if you think of a boat built in the 60s, it's like, man, you think that thing's pretty old. But this one has had a very easy life, and the condition of the boat was just great. So Frank and Dean and the landing bought it, and then that's when we brought it down here in beginning of 2016.
Wow. When did you and Gina officially take over as sole owners?
We took over at the end of 2021, so the beginning of 2022.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's been under your command since it came south.
Since it came south, since it came south in 2016, and the family bought it in 2021.
Love it.
There could be no better individual as Taro having the boat, seriously.
Yeah, you do it the right way, and I'm sure proud to watch it happen. And it's just, you know, the reason the boat has a success, the techs already, the show hasn't hardly started. Techs are blowing up, and sometimes when we have a guy like Taro, it's one of the most difficult days to read techs. We'll get 100 texts today, but they're all the same thing. Man, that's my favorite boat. I love the boat. Keep up the great work. Love you, John Smith. You know, and there's like 100 of those great things. There's so many accolades, and they're all for a reason, and it's because they do such a great job. And we're just going to have a really fun couple hours hanging out and talking fishing, Corey.
I agree with you, Rick, and with a good friend and a good friend of the community and an awesome boat right here at Fisherman's Landing. And you want to join us. We're going to be on the fan. We've got Kyle waiting for your call. We're going to be on there for the first hour. And that is a telephone number of 833-288-0973. Or as Rick mentioned, the text, you can text us only through the app. It's a super simple deal if you've never done it. It's a free download. There's nothing that comes with it except you can text the show. You can listen to the shows, the archives, the whole thing. And I have to mention, you mentioned Kiyohara. If you missed last week's show, that was super, super cool.
Wasn't that
fun?
That
was really, really neat.
Both shows, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday having Chris Yamada and John Cameron from CalStar on, and then Sunday having Captain Brian on. It was a fun weekend to Let's Talk Hookup.
It really was. And if you missed either one of those or any of the past, you can go back and listen to those on the archives, on the app, only on the app. And if you want to text us via the app, it says right there, text the show. Do make sure you leave your name and telephone number, a way to get a hold of you at the end of the show, because Taro is going to flip that coin right there, and we're going to give away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And if you want to leave your name and telephone number, a chance to win, we're going to flip that coin. We're going to be right back. More with Taro and the Liberty when we return on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, not only on 97.3 The Fan, but on YouTube and Facebook Live and at Let's Talk Hookup app.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Case and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schooley, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Seasoned Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just having so much fun in studio, Rick. Good friend Taro from the Liberty, and you want to join us, you can do so. 833-288-0973 is the telephone number. Kyle's waiting at the fan.
Well, since we only have the fan for the first hour, we're going to do that.
Do it.
And the phones are literally packed solid. There's not a single phone line open. Everybody's excited to get things going. Talk to Taro. Let's do it.
How about Dave? Dave calling from Anza. Good morning, Dave. Appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Taro, I was on that two-day Let's Talk hookup trip last month, and, well, you put us on the fish. We limited out the boat for the trip that first night out there. I've done that trip several times, that fall trip, the Let's Talk hookup trip. It's always been a highlight for me. You've done a great job there.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was great having you.
Yeah. I've always been interested in what makes things work behind the scenes. How often do you have to take the boat in for your Coast Guard inspection? What do they go through? Do you have to take it out of the water? And also, what other things have you done to the boat that we are not going to notice?
Every two years, we take it up to Larson's Boat Shop up in San Pedro. So this is our off year. We're going to be taking it up there at the end of 2026. But every year, we have a yearly topside inspection, and it's from the Coast Guard, and it's, you know, it's just general state of the boat and safety, and because safety is always first, you know, when you're operating one of these boats and owning one, it's like you're out there in the middle of the ocean, you're like quote unquote the wilderness, you know, so you want to make sure you're safe. So every year they have your topside inspection, kind of mainly before the season gets started, and you know, some of the things that people might not notice, there's a lot of stuff that's involved in the engine room, and you know, just maintaining the machinery and keeping good things going on in the engine room, the safety of the wheelhouse, you know, having the up to date electronics and plotters, and you know, all of the little tools that everyone thinks, like, you just go into a shop like, oh man, there's all these fancy gadgets and stuff, but a lot of it is just to stay up to date, you know, and one, to make things easier, but also to have the knowledge, you know, of like being out there in the middle of the ocean 100 plus miles at a time and knowing you're going to be all right.
Machinery is one of the things that impresses me the most about people in the position like Taro is, you know, there's no doubt Taro gets a yellowtail anywhere that they exist. You know, the fishing part is nothing, but, you know, you grow up as a guy that was involved with fishing from the beginning, and you love it and everything.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself in a role where you need to be an expert mechanic, refrigeration, carpentry, fabricate, like, all of those things fall on you.
Being,
you know,
a jack of all trades.
Totally.
You know, and our industry is so tight that if you don't know, somebody else might know, and you know, there's like a whole list of unsung heroes of the fleet.
Yeah,
you know, that like guys that don't get to come on the show and don't see it because they're coming down at 8-9 o'clock at night and turning wrenches, and you know, having a great mechanic, and having a refrigeration guy, having a carpenter, and you know, guys that, you know you don't get to see all the time because they aren't the face of the boat.
Yeah.
But they play a huge part in doing it. I mean, for example, Dean Adams was the one that helped construct the boat in 2016.
The entire project.
I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
And it's crazy, Taro, because nobody knows his name probably, right? I mean, we all do in the industry.
Yeah.
But a passenger has
a
no
passenger,
idea.
Yeah. I mean, Dean could walk on the boat and go fishing, and no one would even know that he built the dang thing.
Yeah. He's literally a shipwright. Yeah. I mean, his knowledge and his brain power is beyond...
Absolutely.
Beyond.
Like, when the boat came down here, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But, like, he just, every step of the way, this is what we're going to do there. This is what we're going to do now. And it's like, that's one of those guys that you just, you know, and you respect because he's been walking these docks for I don't know how many years and walked on so many of these boats and has had his hand in fixing things and doing things for guys. And he's just one of the guys.
Yeah, right. You've got a team of guys.
There's just
your back
a team of guys that you can call at whatever hour, and they'll give you the information that you may need to just get back to the dock.
Yeah, you know, one of the other things that impresses me so much about the operation is you're known very well for having a fantastic crew, and a full day local trip is the type of boat that just in general you see a lot of turnover. It's, you know, for some it's a starting point, for some it's a summer gig. You've had so many guys that just like, oh, this is my home, and it's not a run that tends to see the type of tenure that crew has that you have able to keep on the boat.
I'm very fortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know, they must like me or something, or I don't really know, but I've been very fortunate, you know. I was thinking about that, to be honest, like coming down here. I was like, man, 10 years. Paul has been here the longest. Paul is, I think he's at 10 years, you know, and then there's Ryan and Corey and Mitch, you know, and, Sarah was here for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's been in the fleet for a long time, and, you know, think more, kind of more props to her. She finally just said, I'm just done.
Retiring.
I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness. Like, I'm so happy that she gets to do that. And, she was here from the beginning too.
Yeah.
But everyone that started here and isn't here jumped onto something bigger and better.
Yeah.
And the guys that are still here, they are loyal, totally. You know, and they just love it, and they just love doing it. And I've been very fortunate to have a crew behind me and with the boat that have just taken it on like it's their own.
Totally. And that just shows that's why all the accolades come. That's why the boat's so popular. That's why that full day boat doesn't run full day for 2 weeks at a time, because everybody charters it. Because your crew is those guys are family too. We get to see it in the tackle store all the time. The trip ends and like, those two guys, instead of going home like they should, like, three of the crew members are all buying a stick bait so they can go fish bass at nighttime after, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, you guys got a true family on the boat.
And they aren't just coworkers, you know. Like, we all hang out when we're not doing stuff. Like, I mean, when we were bass fishing with Corey in Mexico, we'd all go down there and have a vacation and... You know, I mean, it's the type of crew and team that, like, you call on your day off. Hey, what are you doing? You want to go golf or you want to go? Come on, let's go. Like, so it's more of a brotherhood with us, and even with the folks that aren't with us anymore, that aren't working for us. I mean, we still keep in touch, and you know, like Anibal that was working for us for the longest time is now driving tugs, and he's kind of doing the tug thing in the bay. Yeah. So
you know what's crazy, Taro? I hear this. I hear you talk, and I'm like listening to you, and I'm just taking all this in. And it's like where you've come from. It's working with Booger for a lot of years. It's working on the American Angler.
Yep.
Working with Brian and the crew, and it's just. It's like the same, you look at those boats you've worked on and grew up on, it's the same train of thought. Like, you've grown up the right way within this industry. When I say grown up, I mean, you're a brother for all sense, right? But it's just, you understand? Yeah. What, I mean, as a listener listening to this, there's no mistake what you've described on your boat to Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, that it is, it's a mirrored image of those other operations that you've grown up on.
Yeah.
And essentially, I mean, coming into the industry, I mean, literally after I graduated high school, the day of I graduated, like I was here after graduation working on a boat. And it's like, I mean, Brian said it best, you know, like when you walk on the boat and you're 17 years old, walk on the boat. You're you're 17 year old kid. And now you're growing up in it, and now you become this man. I guess you know, you could say like I don't want. Yeah. I kind of still think I'm a kid, but but yeah. I mean, growing up doing it, yeah. It's like now it's like, oh my gosh, 25 years. You know, you can kind of think about all the things that you've done and been through, but. Those were the schools that I went to. I went to the American Angler School. I went to the Mission Bell San Diego School with Booger. And it's like, you know, you learn all of these things. And, you know, if you think about it, you're getting paid to learn.
Yeah, right. From the best in the world.
From the best in this industry, you know, because this is a very unique type of industry. And you're getting paid to learn.
But there's one thing to learn.
If you want to look at it that sure. way.
No, exactly. Yeah. But there's one thing to learn to be a good fisherman.
Yeah.
But let's step aside from being the best fisherman in the world, right? But step aside from that, and your customer service and your kindness is what, I mean, you could have the best fisherman in the world, but if you're not kind and you're not, you don't carry that.
There's more to the boat ownership and being
the best fisherman
seat than being the best fisherman.
Yes, right.
Fishing is just the small sliver of like what is involved in having a good operation.
Yes.
And that's why you have one of the best.
I know it.
No doubt. Let's jump back in those phones,
Corey.
Let's
do that. How about, let's see here. Charles. Charles come from La Mesa. Good morning, Charles.
What's up, Charles?
Yeah, good morning, Pete, Rock Hard Rick, and guest. Great show this morning. I'm a general manager for about a crew of 25 guys, and my question was for this Liberty boat. I come from the LA OC area, and I did see the boat up here. It's a gorgeous boat. My question is, to charter that boat, I'd like to get a little bit more information in regards to a full charter, and in regards to that, does it include the deckhands as well as a chef on the boat when you charter the boat as a whole?
Absolutely. So I would say the easiest way to charter us is I'll let you grab a pen here, but libertysportfishingsd@gmail.com, and that's our direct email to the boat. And to charter us, you just shoot us an email and tell us what you're looking for as far as the length of trip, the month that you're looking for. And when you charter the boat, we'll try to customize the trip for you. So as far as what you get with it, you get the boat, you get the crew, you get the chefs on the boat.
All the bait.
All of the bait. The stuff that you would be additional would be fishing rods if your guys need them, licenses, and all of those fees can be paid at the end of the trip, you know, when it's all said and done, because there's going to be some other fees as well as far as like the fish, like if you want us to clean your guys' fish, there's going to be a fee for that, and some galley tab stuff, some odds and ends. The gratuity stuff can be added on.
Do you offer Taro meal packages?
And we do have the meal packages. So, you know,
there's some groups that maybe just want to let the guys purchase what they want, breakfast, burritos, burgers.
Absolutely.
But there's some groups that want to have that all encompassed.
Yeah. So you can have the option of doing like the a la carte, where people can order on their own, and kind of like if there's guys that don't like to do breakfast or something, like, oh, I'm not really a fan of that, I'll just have lunch. But we do offer the meal packages, and that generally makes it easier on the chef, because then he can make a whole meal plan for you guys. So that's kind of what we do on that.
And it's such a savings. I would assume that if somebody did miss breakfast, that they're not missing out on the cost of the rest. I mean, it evens out at the end.
It definitely evens out.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely will even out. And it's one of those things where we try to make it as easy as possible. But if you shoot us an email, libertysportfishingsd@gmail.com, and then I can answer any other questions. But when you do charter the boat, the crew is included, and we'll customize the trip for you.
Could somebody call Fisherman's Landing? Maybe?
And they can also call Fisherman's Landing.
But at least get the email straight out.
Maybe
somebody doesn't have a pen as they're listening or something. Well, what's the office number?
Office number 221
8500.
8500.
There it is.
619 area code.
Yeah.
Very good job, Rick. I'm impressed. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and we're listening to Taro from the Liberty at Fisherman's Landing. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 to Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer: 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com. Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio. And if you want to join us, the first hour, we're going to be on The Fan. That's 97.3 The Fan, and the telephone number 833-288-0973, or send a text via the app, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
So
thank you,
Caro.
Appreciate that.
Today's been a fun one for sure,
yes.
And we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by. Today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete deli. They have beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. And we got him standing by. Marcos is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Marcos.
Well, you know, it looks like
good morning, everyone. How you guys doing?
Hey, good morning,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, Marcos.
Well, I mean, since the last time I talked to you guys, fishing hasn't actually gotten better for some of those boats. The half-day fishing, spectacular half-day fishing this week. The new C4th. Great rock fishing in the morning. Yesterday morning, 50 anglers had 315 rockfish. In the afternoon, 150 bonita, 15 house bass, and 7 sand bass. So it's like, I mean, can't really ask more than that. You've got your options there, morning or afternoon. The Sea Watch running that 7 to 4 trip, very similar. They saw one yellowtail. They actually caught one out of the four yellowtail, I believe, and there were some big guys in there. They weren't all small fish, so some good fishing there. They had 92 bonito, a good chunk of bass there. San Diego, running their last trip to the island, they had some yellowtail, bonito, some good bottom fishing there, nice mix of fish, and they've got one more trip tomorrow. So if you want to hop on there, do that. Otherwise, lots of options there. There's half days, morning and afternoon, and definitely take a look at the schedule next month. Starting Monday, we're switching to those one trip a day for now. If fishing stays the way it is, we might move back to those two a days to give you guys the option of deep water or, you know, the bonita and bass there. The Sea Watch will be running those 7 to 4 trips a few times a week, and we've got the schedule for the first couple weeks of December, but that'll hopefully extend out as fishing stays great. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got that full schedule up there for both the half days, the 3/4 days, and one full day left there. And we pretty much made it to December. We made it to December with some great fishing, and it doesn't look like it's rolling down locally, at least.
Marcos, this is the reason we pay all the extra money to live in San Diego, was a week like this. It was just 80 degrees. It was sunny. There was epic half-day fishing. I mean, if aside from needing a hoodie in the morning when you pick up your ticket, like, you would have thought that this was the middle of July. It was great half-day fishing. The ocean is flat, calm. Bonito? 100 bonita, not an afternoon, yeah. Half day. Like, this was so cool. And boy, just no signs of slowing up. The guys have awesome fishing going on right now. What a great time to go local fishing, enjoy a light load on the boat. Like, this is it, man.
Absolutely. We're going to change the sunshine tax to the bonita tax. How's that?
I like it, buddy.
It's the December bonito tax, yeah. Well, so, again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Still some options left for you. I mean, I know we just had one holiday. We got another holiday coming up, and hopefully when you got some of those people visiting from parts of the country that, you know, maybe it's snowing, can take them out on that 80-degree bonita bonanza.
Well, it sounds like Pete might want to get out with you.
He's thinking the same thing.
He's trying to leave Michigan this morning, so he'll be happy to come home, yeah, and pay the sunshine tax.
We always love to give Pete a hard time. I mean, I know he loves being back there. I know he loves seeing family. Thanksgiving's such a great time to get to visit everybody. But, boy, it just seems like the last couple of years it's just snow and cold and freezing back there and, like, Pete, I drove to work in flip-flops and board shorts this morning, man. It's pretty nice back at home. We're ready for you to get back here. Marcos, a great report as always, buddy. If somebody wants to take advantage, get in on this amazing fishing that's happening in this great weather, how do we do it?
Again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Definitely keep an eye on the schedule. Like I said, it may shift a bit. If fishing stays this good, I mean, we don't want to do just one trip a day and limit your options there. So definitely keep an eye on that. Half day, three-quarter day, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. It's about time to start buying those gift cards and getting ready for some gift giving there.
That's a good call.
Yeah, well said, buddy. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
And it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, Chlorophyll, Currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or on any mobile device. Just check Terrafin.com for more information. And, dude, how cool is that here in Bonito in late
They're
November?
Nice ones, too.
And that was my next question.
Some
but
of
nice.
The pictures I've seen are very real nice.
Real ones.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5?
I think like 4 to 10 pounders.
Really?
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. That like looks super fun.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking about taking Owen.
Yeah.
There is nothing better. And in my mind, yeah. I mean, bluefin, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sashimi. But if you've got the right fatty bonito.
Oh, no, it's good.
Like 4 or 5 pounds or better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
exceptional.
I know, Corey, you're such a big deal on harvest and fish care and taro, too. Like, that's, again, you talk about a change in the way that, you know, fleet deals with local fish. I mean, a bonita back in the day, if you caught that thing in the morning and it lived in a gunny sack until the end of a full day trip, it wasn't the same thing that a fish that gets caught on the Liberty, it gets bled, it gets put into RSW, it's kept super cold but never frozen.
Yeah.
You take that thing home, like, you have a treat on your hands.
Like,
some of the best sushi places will serve bonito.
Mm-hmm.
Like the super high-end ones and the places that you don't, like, you need a reservation to get into, like days before, yeah. You know, those are the places that have bonito.
And we've mentioned it before, Taro. The only reason you don't see it at Point Loma Seafoods or at high-end, like, fish purveyor kind of place is it does not have a shelf life.
It doesn't have a shelf life. Yeah, it's, that's the only reason.
You've got really 48 hours, 72 hours to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But there is nothing better.
And that's why it's so expensive. At the opportunities to get, you know, like we'll as a fisherman, you scoff at bonito.
Yeah.
It's such a treat at a high end place, but that is the issue. Like, you know, you get something else that they can then deal with for a week at a time. Like you've got a finite window, but during that window,
it's
awesome.
I mean, it's as good as it gets.
With the ocean to table craze going on right now, it's like that is probably should be on one of the lists. Should be that high at the list.
Yeah. At the top.
Because you're not going to freeze it.
Yeah.
You're going to definitely learn how to take care of it. And it's some of the freshest tuna that you can get pretty much all year long.
Yeah.
And let me mention this too. So after the sashimi period, after that 72-hour, 48-hour period, it is the best tuna fish salad sandwich material.
Really?
100%.
Oh. Yeah.
It's as good as albacore.
Okay.
Yes. Like, it's right there.
How do you...
You steam it. Okay. I've done it simple olive oil and garlic in the pan, but not overdoing it.
Yeah.
And
then just flake it.
And flake it. Trust me.
Okay.
You will have had no better.
Okay.
I promise you.
I'm doing that, man. I
half day fishing, count me in.
Let's just go fishing this afternoon.
I'm in, man. Yeah, we'll get the boys, we'll go make this happen. I got to be careful what I say. Wyatt's listening this morning.
Yeah, no,
Owen, there's a chance to go fishing.
Owen
too. Yeah, if Wyatt hears there's a chance to go fishing with Owen and catch some bonito, I'm dad's into real trouble. I'm having to cancel some other plans. Hey, with that said, we had a fun text come through. It says, man, what a great show. I love hearing Captain Taro, and I love fishing on board the Liberty. My question was how Taro decides what he's going to fish for when the Coronado Islands are an option and the bluefin are as well. The boat fishes full day, it fishes offshore, it fishes multi-day. What do you decide what to fish for when everything is in play?
What do we go fish for? It definitely depends on the time of year. Like as of right now, we've got some collinette trips up on the schedule.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, cool.
And it's kind of like, man, we kind of strayed away from doing them just because we were so busy. But we put some up on every weekend in January and February just because that was one of the cool places I'd like to go down there. I like to yo-yo fish yellowtail and, you know, reds and lings and stuff like that. And so we have those on the schedule here now on Fisherman's Landing's website. But throughout the whole year, it kind of seems like we're kind of leaning towards the charters, so we're kind of filling our gaps with trips. Mm-hmm. And coming into the next year, you might see a shift in our schedule, leaning more towards the longer trips.
Yeah.
Longer being
day and a half to two day trips, and it's
the demand for your boat is so high.
Yeah,
for
and it's just the demand. You know, like when we started out fishing in the beginning of the whole thing, it was the full day thing, and we had a great following of that, and we still do.
Sure.
But I feel like the way our schedule has shifted to charters, there doesn't leave much room for a full day run.
Like a consistent run.
A consistent run.
Yeah, I got you.
So we might have a week and a half of charters, and then all of a sudden
you need to switch gears.
We need to switch gears to a full day, but we're only doing that for 2 or 3 days. So it doesn't give people enough time to plan as like far as getting on the boat. So I feel with the longer schedule or with the schedule of more set trips, we're able to get people on the boat and fishing with day and a half, two-day trips.
You mentioned Colinette. When are those scheduled?
First weekend of January. So after the new year, that Friday, I believe, is the 3rd, I think.
Well, just in that zone. So
yeah.
Fisherman's Landing?
fishermanslanding.com and look up Liberty, and you'll see those ships online.
Because that's when, in California, we lose our
rockfish.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And we can actually keep five
threads. You can keep
threads
five and, of each species down there.
Hello.
And then lings, and then yellowtail looking for those. We didn't run very many Coronado Island trips the last few years, so I'm kind of like itching.
I'll bet.
To go yellowtail fishing.
Get your yo-yo jig on.
Go and get the sonar cranking for some yellowtail. Like I haven't been doing that in the last few years because we've been bluefin fishing and fishing offshore. And I mean, that's what I grew up doing, and that's fun to me.
And those call net trips are fun.
Oh,
like you're
man,
you're
fun.
There
are
the
ever?
Entire day.
Yeah.
You spend the entire day in that
there's
zone.
There's so much coast.
Yeah.
And there's so much coast that you can go look
I'm
at.
I'm so
fish.
Stoked about this. I had no idea. I'm pumped. That's awesome. And like you say, it's an excellent area to fish. And, you know, we get those Indian summer days when it's just beautiful and flat and you're on the coast. It's just, man, that's awesome.
And who knows? The bluefin might just not leave and they'll be here still.
I like your thinking,
man. I like your style.
Right? Hey, we're going to be right back. We're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. That's Let's Talk Hook Up More with Taro and the Liberty. And when we return, we're only going to be on YouTube. Not only, it's YouTube, Facebook Live, and that Let's Talk Hook Up app. We're going to say bye to Kyle on the fan. We'll see you on the backside.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2400. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you
you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?